Hey, this is TA and Marion sitting here in Lore. Lore is at about 3,200 meters, and we've come here after a lovely day of going up to Mugompa and Defu Doma Nunnery, which was probably another 100 meters above Mugompa. And so it was a great little acclimatization walk, and great to meet the Lama at Mugompa, and we had a nice time hanging out at the nunnery just a wee bit. There was a lay caretaker there who allowed us into the main hall, and that hall felt lovely, and it had an amazing view from up there. And female monks or nuns in Nepal are called Anis. So we took a very steep trail down, so we called it our Ani adventure. And we are actually positioned tomorrow to be able to visit the Ranchangampa, which is one of the largest nunneries in Nepal. So that's an exciting part for tomorrow. Couldn't get out an update yesterday or a spot because we were up in Nile, where the valley pinches quite a bit, and that was about 3,300 meters. So I couldn't get either get a satellite. But here in Lore at the Yak Hotel, it's quite wide and open. It's probably the widest part of the valley. It's very flat here. And I'm looking across, and I'm actually seeing dung, which is plastered like pancakes on the stone wall. And that's because here in the winter, or actually all year round, if they can get it, they will use part wood and part dung in cooking fires. And then when it gets really cold, the kitchen will be the area that folks hang out a lot in because that's where the cooking fire is. They don't tend to use fires for warmth. We're also sitting here having a beautiful cup of hot chocolate, one of the finest, and sitting at a stone table that's probably five. The tabletop is on an old tree stump, and then the top is a slab of looks like maybe slate-like stone that is about 6 feet by 4 feet, and we're looking across to one of the gompas, or both of the gompas. Actually, we can see Milarepa's cave, which is one of the most famous caves here in the Tsum Valley. We visited it yesterday on our way to Nile. So we've gone as high into the Tsum Valley as we are going to go, and then tomorrow we'll start heading back out of the Tsum, and we'll take probably 2 days to get out of the Tsum Valley and along back onto the Manaslu Circuit. We're feeling great, we're moving well, feet are in good shape, and we're continuing to have a marvelous time visiting as many gompas, which are prayer halls, as we can. And I just realized that we didn't do an update from Chikung Paro, and we ended up in Chikung Paro, which was where we stayed before we went to Nile, and that was on the full moon evening, and we were invited by some of the women in the village to attend a puja. An absolutely memorable evening with lots of laughter often at us, but lots of warm hospitality and just bringing us into their ritual, and we felt very privileged to be there. And when we arrived, we weren't sure if we were going to a puja that was going to last for half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, or all night. And knowing that once we chose to sit down, that we were probably there for the duration. So fortunately, we did get to bed around 10 o'clock that night, and the puja wrapped up after about 2.5 hours. And the chanting was beautiful, and the mantras, and we felt entirely blessed to have been a part of that. So all is well here. Hope all is well for you, and we'll catch you from further down the way. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.